The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees reports that around 1,000 families have fled from a battle in central Syria to the Lebanese border town of Arsal. The UNHCR says the families were forced to walk more than 30 kilometers to reach safety. The refugees have reportedly fled from the strategic Al-Qalamun area in the northeast of Damascus. The Syrian army is fighting militants there to cut supply lines to insurgent-held areas near Damascus. Activists say fighting has intensified in the mountainous region. Lebanese officials say around 1.4 million Syrians have taken refuge in their country so far. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Ali Risk, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital. Now, Ali, what more do we know about these latest refugees that have arrived in Lebanon?
As you said, the refugees keep pouring in, particularly as the Battle of Qalamun seems to have begun. And I think that as it continues, or as this battle goes ahead, more and more will continue to pour in, which poses a number of problems. One of them being, of course, the economic problem, the issue of, you know, Lebanon basically not being able to absorb this huge amount of refugees, given the fact that Lebanon itself is not an economically prosperous country. Another issue is the issue of security, particularly, as you mentioned, Arsal. Arsal is an area which is known to be a harbor or a refuge for al-Nusra or for some opposition fighters. And I think that one of the main fears is that some of these people might be entering under the cover of families or under the disguise of refugee families, but really being affiliated with some of these armed opposition groups. So there are numerous problems which I think will have a bad effect on Lebanon. And already people are starting to talk about how this Battle of Qalamun will affect Lebanon, particularly the problem of terrorists coming into the country, bearing in mind that you have the March 14 or the pro-March 14 groups who are in Arsal and who politically support the opposition inside Syria. So this Battle of Qalamun, the adverse effects are not just related to refugees, although that is a big issue. I think it's related to the security of Lebanon in general. As this continues to go along, more and more fears about these terrorists being able to penetrate. Particularly, this has been mentioned before. Yesterday, there was an arresting of one Algerian citizen along with some Syrians after they were caught trying to smuggle weapons across the border. So I think, you know, basically, the more this lags on, the more and more Lebanon will fall victim. And if you compare all the neighboring countries, I think Lebanon, first and foremost, would be the most vulnerable to any attacks or to be put under any danger.
Okay, Ali, thanks a lot for that.